Recorded Books and RB Digital present Dealing Death and Drugs, The Big Business of Dope in the U.S. and Mexico by Beto O'Rourke and Susie Bird. Narrated by Jonathan Todd Ross and Andrea Gallo. Introduction. 2008 was different. El Paso sits on the Rio Grande, a.k.a. the U.S.-Mexico border, across from Ciudad Juarez. I was born here. My co-author Susie Bird moved to El Paso with her family when she was 7. Each of us grew up a few minutes from the river and Ciudad Juarez. This experience is the lens through which we write this book. This is where Latin America and North America meet to form the largest binational community in the world. It's the point at which the 400-year-old Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, after having passed through Mexico City, Durango, Chihuahua, and Juarez, crosses into present-day U.S. territory, continuing north through El Paso and on to Santa Fe, New Mexico. This book is about what happens in our community when the value of the drugs that move through this ancient trade corridor exceeds the value of human life. We will explore the economy of the illegal drug trade, with a focus on that drug the cartels find most important to their bottom line, marijuana. With first-person accounts, court transcripts, and federal data, we will demonstrate how this simple weed has become the center of a multi-billion-dollar industry. This industry is powerful enough to threaten governments, command horrifying violence, and inspire the creation of outsized laws and budgets in the U.S., laws which end up strengthening the very cartels they were created to put out of business. We conclude by reviewing a previous experiment with prohibition and offer a solution that can undermine the power of the cartels and produce positive outcomes for both the U.S. and Mexico. At first drive-through, El Paso can feel like a richer, if more staid, suburb of Juarez, and Juarez can feel like a more exciting, if poorer, suburb of El Paso. El Paso has the tall downtown bank buildings, the ordered system of freeways and streets, the manicured lawns in distinct subdivisions. Juarez has the street life, the staggering swings between rich and poor, and the invigorating chaos of 350 years of ad hoc construction and twisting streets named for ghosts of the revolution. Bob Dylan sings about Juarez. El Paso gets Marty Robbins. But the cities have each other. El Paso is over 500 miles from the Texas state capital and light years from Washington, D.C. Juarez is the same distance, for all practical purposes, from Mexico's centers of power and population. So far away from the interest and focus of the state or feds, isolated from other major cities by hundreds of miles of barren desert plateau, the conjoined communities have long relied on each other in the development of their commerce, families, and culture. The vast majority of El Paso is of Mexican descent. If charted, the family trees of most would show ancestors from Juarez and other smaller cities at the frontier state of Chihuahua. Cross-border family reunions are a common daily affair taking place in both Juarez and, especially these days, El Paso. There is a distinct Spanish spoken in El Paso, pocho, inflected with code-switched local phrases that I heard and spoke as I grew up. I only learned later in El Paso High Spanish class that I te huacho is not the proper way to take leave of one's friend. While not a perfect melting pot, El Paso has long been a remarkably tolerant community. Many of my friends in grade school were first or second generation U.S. citizens whose families crossed over from Mexico. Others were Mexican citizens and claimed residency at the home of El Paso relatives or family friends in order to attend school here. The distinction between Anglo and Mexican American stood out, as do all distinctions at that age. But it was a distinction that lacked enough difference or
Sample complete. Ready to continue?